From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Jefferson County will open a new clinic soon to treat people in a mental health crisis. Officials say the facility will offer an alternative so fewer people will end up in local jails and hospital ERs. The state's paying $7 million a year for the clinic, but providers warn the center will likely fill up quickly. In the final installment of a three-part series, WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen looks at the potential impact.
The Crisis Care Center is off Beacon Parkway in Homewood, a bus ride away from the city center near an existing addiction treatment program. Renovations are still underway. Officials are designing it to care for people as soon as they arrive.
Everybody who is admitted will disrobe. They will take a shower. So this is the shower area.
Sabrina Scott is the facility's director and a licensed professional counselor. She says patients will get a psychiatric evaluation and a nursing assessment. The center can treat up to 48 people at a time. The idea is to have most individuals in and out in less than 24 hours. Most patients will be observed in a communal space.
So here is the big room where we have to have the 32 recliner chairs.
They're like lazy boy chairs. Based on the most common needs, officials expect a lot of people will use this facility to detox off of drugs or alcohol. On the other side of the building are 16 individual rooms for people who need a higher level of care.
Acute unit. So this is to stay that's 1 to 5 days, roughly.
These patients receive more case management and therapy. The entire facility will be staffed with nurse practitioners around the clock. There'll be a psychiatrist on staff, plus nurses and counselors. Jefferson County Probate Judge Sherry Friday says it's like a mental health urgent care.
This is going to give us an opportunity to change the way we face mental health crisis in our community.
Friday oversees mental health commitment hearings and says there's a desperate need for more treatment options. She expects the new facility will be in high demand. Jim Crego is the executive director of the JBS Mental Health Authority, which is operating the new center. Crego says patients will be treated regardless of insurance coverage. The regional facility will serve people throughout central Alabama.
We're covering 20 counties right off the bat, which is a huge responsibility because Jefferson County alone is large enough to fill our 48 beds probably, you know, within the first 2 days.
Officials expect to get most referrals from local hospitals and jails. Police can drop people off, or individuals can show up on their own. To help address patient backlogs, they hope to turn over treatment space quickly, but they'll have to follow any legal commitment orders, which means people could end up staying at the crisis clinic longer than a few days. For people who are able to get a spot, Phil Pearson says it sounds a lot better than a hospital ER or jail. Pearson was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 20 years ago and now helps other people with mental illness as a peer support specialist.
The crisis center is that real place where I know that when I have been in crisis, that was the place that I should have gone, if it existed at the time.
The center's director, Sabrina Scott, says it's vital to spread the word so healthcare providers and first responders know about the crisis center and who it's for. Scott says the clinic still faces major hurdles. The biggest is staffing.
It is really challenging, especially when you're talking about medical staff, RNs, registered nurses, and LPNs, licensed practical nurses. We're having a really difficult time.
As of last week, officials still need to hire about 100 people, roughly two-thirds of all positions. They hope to be fully staffed and open by mid-November. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps, funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.